But I believe we're joined now by Alex Terrell of the Green New Deal. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Thanks very much for joining us. You got a pretty exciting campaign. I like this title, the Green New Deal, and there's a term that I haven't seen that often, but it certainly sounds good to me. Eco-socialism is part of your program. You're going to be, by the way, I'll tell everybody again, you're going to be in Toronto at the Imperial Pub on Sunday, March the 1st at 54 Dundas Street West, 1:30 to 4:15. And then later that day, you will be in Oshawa at, I think it's Green Jobs Oshawa, sponsoring the meeting at 6:30 at Riley's Pub. So you're going to be at two pubs. I see you're not a teetotaler. That's at 104 King Street East, by the way. Tell us, by the way, you're in Sudbury, so you're having to take the message. You're talking to miners. That's the nickel territory. And I assume that people want to, you have a word in your program that you fight against extractivism. So what is your message there today in Sudbury?
Yeah, so, I mean, when we're talking about extractivism, extractivism means extracting as many natural resources as possible, as quickly as possible, with as little regulation as possible. And it leads to a lot of environmental problems and overconsumption. So with the Green New Deal, we're proposing to increase royalties on mining operations to make sure that the companies also take care of their mines once they're abandoned. And we'd like to reduce consumption as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. You've an exciting thing that I see, and I know that the people in Oshawa are interested in this. General Motors just closed down and is leaving town, and many of the workers there are saying, why aren't we moving into electric vehicles? And I know you're an advocate of electric. You'd like to see a rail system based on electricity. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what I'm proposing is to have high-speed electric rail in all major Canadian cities. And I think that really public transit
Hallelujah.
Is as far as environment is concerned, because even electric vehicles, there's a lot of negative environmental impacts, especially from the creation of the batteries. So what we're looking to do is get as many people in public transit as possible by having high-speed rail and also by having free public transit.
Mm-hmm. I think, by the way, high-speed transit, a lot of hands go up. We don't have even Greyhound service now from one end of the country to the other. What
yeah.
kind of? We are something a little wrong here. Are you talking about? I know that you're an eco-socialist. How come capitalists can't give us a rail system and transportation system, rapid and that doesn't use all these? Different types of fuels which are bad for the environment. Are you attacking it? I mean, this the socialist side of your argument. How do you address that?
Well, I think that the government has a really important role to play with respect to transportation. And I mean, we've got in Canada this incredible road network, you know, all over the country, but we really haven't developed our rail system very much at all. So I think it's the government's role to make public investments into publicly owned Trans-Canada Railway, high-speed for passengers. We need to get the money on the table for this. So, you know, what I'm proposing is to increase the revenues of the government through taxing big business, mining corporations, carbon emissions, the rich, the 1%, and to really, you know, rebalance it so that, you know, certain people start paying their fair share. But also, I'm not afraid to say that the government of Canada should go into considerable debt in order to pay for the energy transition, because it's going to cost hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars to get this job done. And the sooner we start, the better off we'll be.
Yeah. And you do bring in an idea, which I see, I know it's on the other side of the border, by the way. Green ideas are part of the candidacies of three or four of the leading Democrats right now. They understand this is a necessary thing. You use terminology such as, well, World War II was an emergency and we got it done. You want people to understand that it's that kind of situation.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what I'm calling for is a 10-year World War II scale mobilization to transition away from fossil fuels as quickly as possible. And, you know, when we're at war, we managed to find the money to do it. We even, you know, rationed the consumption of fossil fuels at the time. So there's a lot of things that we can do if we decide that this is a priority for Canada. And so far, the politicians that we've elected, they pay lip service to the environment and to social justice, but they're not really willing to make the big changes that we need in order to get this job done. Mm-hmm. So the Green New Deal is a term that's been around. It's inspired by U.S. President Roosevelt's New Deal, and it's recently been really popularized by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders, who are running on a Green New Deal program that's very similar to mine, although mine does have certain changes to it. Mm-hmm. And they've been able to get massive, widespread support across the United States, to the point where Bernie Sanders, a socialist, seems like he's beating Trump in the polls should he win the Democratic nomination. So, I mean, I think that there is a lot of popular support for these kind of plans once people understand them.
Yeah, but there has been a rapid shift. There was a time when Bernie wouldn't be able to get a paragraph in a major newspapers, and now they have to live with it. He's there. And as is Ms. Cortez, as you referred to. We're speaking to Alexander Terrell, .ca, by the way. And you can go to the site, alexterrell.ca, and read about the positions of the campaign, and also the dates where Alex will be appearing in Ontario. You're going to be at the Imperial Pub in Toronto at 1:30 in the afternoon, 54 Dundas Street West, and that's this coming Sunday, and at Riley's Pub later in the day, 6:30 to 9, 104 King Street East in Oshawa. And let's talk about Oshawa. There's a tragedy. General Motors just, like Pontius Pilate, scrubbed their hands and said, that's it, we're gone. What could be done there? And what are you going to tell those folks in Oshawa?
Well, there's a number of workers from that GM plant that's been closed who have been advocating for the nationalization of their plant in order to build electric vehicles for things like Canada Post or the different vehicles that the government buys. And so I completely support that plan that they've put forward. And it's one of the things that inspired me when I was coming up with this Green New Deal proposal. One of the things that's somewhat unique to my version of the Green New Deal is that it calls for the creation of a series of new crown corporations that will produce much of the equipment and services required for the energy transition. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we're going to be having this massive transition, there's no point in paying the private sector in order to manufacture, you know, key pieces of equipment like buses, for example. Mm-hmm. Under the Green New Deal, we're going to need thousands and thousands of buses all across the country. If we can do that in a nationalized plant and we can save, we can provide work for some of the laid off GM workers in Oshawa, well, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. And it's the kind of solution that gives the government also a lot of latitude as to where these jobs will be created, because, you know, another key aspect of the plan is that I'm offering a job guarantee for all fossil fuel dependent workers, and that includes auto workers who would be laid off, you know, as a result of the energy transition. So doing it through crown corporations enables the government to say, okay, well, we're going to build a plant in this town because there's a need there for employment, and it really gives a lot of latitude to the government.
Mm-hmm. Your campaign is challenging some of the old strategy of the Green Party. You link the issue of Green New Deal. You involves social justice, and some people see that as almost a collision, as we're watching with the Wet'suwet'en situation. I'll bet you're going to be asked everywhere you go what you think of that.
I support the Wet'suwet'en 100%. I actually went and spent 3 nights at their camp last summer, and I support the rail blockades. I understand that, you know, some people could be annoyed by the inconvenience that it causes, but I think that, you know, First Nations in Canada are in a situation where if they don't resort to direct actions, it's very difficult to have their voices heard. And, you know, we have a prime minister who in, you know, 2015 said he's going to do so much for reconciliation and all this, yet 4 years later, after majority government, there's still a ton of First Nations in this country that don't have access to clean drinking water, let alone quality health care and education and housing. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, there's places where you've got 20 people living in a four-bedroom house and they're sleeping in shifts, you know. So to have this level of poverty and this, you know, level of lack of access to clean drinking water in Canada, it shows just how deep these problems run. And seeing the RCMP come onto the Wet'suwet'en territory in order to force the construction of a fossil fuel pipeline, I think is really a huge step backwards for reconciliation in Canada. And I completely empathize with the First Nations who have decided to do direct actions and to block the rail lines. And I think mm-hmm. that Justin Trudeau has made a big mistake by intervening this morning by removing the protesters from the CN tracks outside of Belleville.
Mm-hmm. This is Alex Terrell. I just say it, alexterrell.ca, so that you can be fully informed. His program and views are all laid out. And also, our complaint here very often, I have many people on this show who say, we talk about crises, and one of the things we say is that there are no voices in Parliament. We had recently, I want to ask you about two things. We had a visitor from Venezuela who claimed to be the president of the country when, in fact, the United Nations says he's not. Trudeau met him and called him the interim president. And we have a situation, and I have a situation in Gaza, which you talk about water issues and life expectancy and et cetera, horrible situation. Again, not a word, and we don't hear anything from Parliament. And I have to say, that would include the Green Party, to my knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with these criticisms that you're making, and I think that the Green Party should be a lot more outspoken on foreign policy issues. I mean, back in 2016, we had a big debate within the Green Party about the boycott, divestment, and sanction of the State of Israel over the treatment of the Palestinians and the human rights violations that are taking place. But unfortunately, that policy, despite being adopted overwhelmingly by the membership, was opposed by the leader, Elizabeth May, and the party has really fallen short of playing the role that it needs to play on a lot of these issues, and they've fallen short of standing up for human rights when it's sometimes politically difficult to do so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm personally very glad to hear that. This is Alex Terrell. I'll say again, .ca is going to be at Riley's Pub, 104 King Street East at 6:30 p.m. in Oshawa. And Oshawa is the town that needs to hear about your message. Alex, tell us quickly. I mean, people probably don't know. I didn't know. I have to say, we're only getting familiar with your candidacy. You've been the leader of the Green Party in Quebec for 6.5 years, and some changes have gone on there under your leadership. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so I mean, I was elected as leader of the Green Party of Quebec at age 25 as a first-year university student, and I was elected on a left-wing, somewhat anti-establishment platform that really, you know, I wanted to move the Green Party squarely to the left of Quebec politics, and so over the last 6.5 years, that's what we've done. We've adopted eco-socialism. We've, you know, put forward a really dynamic team of candidates. In our last election, the average age of our candidates was just 34 years old, so really the youngest team of Green Party candidates in Canada. 58% of our candidates were women.
And that's a change, a significant change, right?
Oh, yeah, big time, because when the election before I became leader, the party had less than 20% women candidates. So we managed to surpass gender parity in that respect, and we've also become an outspoken voice against religious discrimination in Quebec, because as your listeners probably know, we have a nationalist government that's adopted laws that prevents, you know, people from wearing a hijab or a turban and mm-hmm. being teachers or police officers and things like that. And it's essentially legalizing discrimination in the workplace. So the Green Party of Quebec has become an outspoken voice for that, for social justice, for the environment, and I hope to bring this proven approach to the Green Party of Canada.
Yeah. Well, we wish you well, and it's great to be talking to you. I hope you have a successful meeting tonight in Sudbury. We look forward to seeing you in Toronto at Dundas, 54 Dundas West, on Sunday at the Imperial Pub, 1:30. And of course, in Oshawa, Riley's Pub, 104 King Street East, 6:30 to 9. Alex Terrell, Pleasure talking to you, and look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, dog. Bye-bye.